Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
During World War II, the Nazis' most classified project was known as Die Glock, the Bell. Secret documents found years later reveal that the Bell was a new kind of exotic energy technology that could affect time and defy gravity. In 1939, the Nazis set up a secret base in Antarctica known as New Swabia. Starting in 1945, Operation Paperclip secretly brought hundreds of Nazi scientists into America, where they were hired by the military-industrial complex. In 1946, Admiral Richard Byrd led a military expedition known as Operation High Jump to seek out Nazi base New Swabia and other Antarctica bases. On his way back to the U.S., Admiral Byrd told Chilean newspaper El Mercurio that in the event of a new war, the U.S. would be facing military craft that can fly from one pole to the other with incredible speed. In 1959, a dozen nations signed the Antarctic Treaty, making it illegal for anyone to travel south of the 60th parallel without government permission. Since then, curious videos have circulated that show what appear to be Nazi UFOs. And just last Monday, Dr. Stephen Greer introduced Antarctica whistleblower Eric Hecker.
In 2010, I was selected to go down to the South Pole Station in Antarctica for an entire year by Raytheon Polar Services as an employee of a third-party contractor for the National Science Foundation. I function in a dual-role capacity as a tradesman and a firefighter. My responsibilities required me to be more informed than most of my crew and offered me complete access to the facilities. What I learned from this unique experience needs to be shared with the entire world. The technology at the South Pole Station certainly can do what it is presented as its primary purposes, and unfortunately, much more. The Ice Cube Neutrino Detector is presented as a passive listening device for the purposes of the science as presented. But I'm going to skip right through the chase, folks. I have provided documentation that proves that the 5,160, what they call DOMs, that are embedded in the ice can actually transmit at 2,047 volts each. That gives us a long list of things to consider. It is effectively a multifaceted directed energy weapons platform that I will list rapidly a few things that it can do. Vehicle detection. We're learning that these off-world craft, on-world craft, ours or other nations, are also emitting neutrinos. So this makes the South Pole Station effectively an air traffic control station for this new level of equipment that nobody's discussing. In addition to the ability to detect neutrinos and the exotic vehicles, I provided documentation that shows that this is also a system for faster-than-light communications. In the past, Gary McKinnon has hacked NASA, found the off-world fleet, the list of captains, and it's apparent that if we have faster-than-light vehicles moving throughout the system, we're going to need faster-than-light communications. This is that facility. Unfortunately, I have other bad news. The season that I was there, 2010 to 2011, we converted from construction to operations and maintenance in both the elevated station and the detector array. Unfortunately, when they first fired it up, that was when we had the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. There was two incidental shots before they were able to target it correctly. This is an earthquake-generating device as well. This is the weapons of war that we have to deal with now and what Raytheon's hiding. There's an ELF system at the South Pole Station that when I was arrived, I was told it was off, dismantled, and completely defunct. In my work, I will rapidly just tell you, I had to figure out the circuitry for certain other repairs, and I found that this system is, in fact, completely energized, up and running, and being utilized with the other systems for nefarious purposes as well. The Atmospheric Research Observatory is in what we call the clean air sector. I witnessed myself a very powerful green laser shooting out of the top of this facility into the cosmos. This, I believe, is a secondary form of long-range communications and or a defense system. A question of power comes into play for all of these facilities that are present. I assure you, I knew what was going on. I knew the load demands of the facility, and all of these new items exceed the demand for the systems that I was presented. I've doing due diligence and research, I believe there is either a secondary power supply there that is either nuclear, that was there prior to the start of the Antarctic Treaty, which prohibits such things, and...
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have a turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening acryl calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, if you just joined us, that's Greg Reeves' report with the engineer and firefighter from the Antarctic command base is very credible. And I'll assure you, people running the show have been given orders to get rid of us, or they're gone. But the folks giving the orders are not in charge of this planet. So the people trying to call for the annihilation of humanity are batting for the other side, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's get down to brass tacks here. I'm not in love with Trump. And I don't think Trump's a perfect person. But Royce White will play this clip first. Former NBA star and MMA fighter, smart guy. He never even cusses on air. But he cussed on purpose in this video. We bleeped it out. To say, don't be a Pharisee. Don't worry about cuss words. Worry about the actual actions. I know why he did it. It was to make a note about it. But it's the same thing I said last week, same thing Tucker Carlson said last night. Is regardless of what you think about Trump, he is the leader. He won the last election. He's way in the position to win this one, and they're saying you can't have him. If you don't then get behind Trump, you support the globalist coup. I mean, it's really not rocket science. Now, thank God, finally, articles of impeachment have been introduced, but not by McCarthy. We'll tell you about that coming up, but we got to impeach Joe Biden. We've got to get on the offense against these people. But I wanted to play. We'll play the Royce White in a minute. Let's play this first clip here of Trump talking about this day will go down in infamy as Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in U.S. history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, try to destroy American democracy. I get mad. I start feeling sorry for myself. I throw fits. Trump's not doing that. He's like an icebreaker going straight at him. And I admire that and the fact that he hasn't buckled under pressure. I have to be honest about that. So here's a few minutes of Trump, then we'll get to Royce White, then we'll get to all the Southern news, and then we'll take your phone calls here today. But here's Trump.
Down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before. Charging a former president of the United States under the Espionage Act of 1917 wasn't meant for this. an act for a crime so heinous that only the death penalty would do, and threatening me with 400 years in prison for possessing my own presidential papers, which just about every other president has done, is one of the most outrageous and vicious legal theories ever put forward in an American court of law. The Espionage Act has been used to go after traitors and spies. It has nothing to do with a former president legally keeping his own documents. As president, the law that applies to this case is not the Espionage Act, but very simply the Presidential Records Act, which is not even mentioned in this ridiculous 44-page indictment. Under the Presidential Records Act, which is civil, not criminal, I had every right to have these documents. The crucial legal precedent is laid out in the most important case ever on this subject, known as the Clinton Sox case. You know what that means?
By the way, let's stop right there, because I meant to get to this. We'll skip this network break, too. Let's play Rachel Maddow and let's play Tapper on CNN, both MSNBC and CNN, both saying, we're not going to show you this speech because he's a liar. Well, I mean, they would let us see speeches given by Charlie Manson. I mean, we all thought he was guilty, but he got to give a speech. Jeffrey Dahmer got to give a speech at his sentencing, but not Trump. Oh, no, we're going to protect you here at CNN from lies. We're going to protect you, Rachel Maddow said, from lies. We're not going to let you hear it. Everything you just said was true. It's all true. And everybody knows it who's got half a brain. But just think about the level of deception we're dealing with here. Oh, we're not going to let you see this, kids. This is too scary for you to see. We can't let you hear him. We're just going to indict a U.S. president for the first time in history for having his own papers. And then we're not going to let you hear from him. Kind of like in my show trials in Connecticut and Texas, the judges found me guilty and then said, you can't defend yourself. And everybody looked at TV and said, why are his lawyers so dumb? They weren't allowed to say I was innocent under penalty of contempt. But the news would never turn the cameras on when the judges in Texas and Connecticut would read a list of things. You may not say you're innocent. You may not say you're not worth $400 million. You may not say you did not do these things. And they get up there and say, and Alex Jones sent people to pee on my son's grave. And then he came to my house and shot bullets at it. No witnesses, no police reports. None of it was even, I'm just sitting there going, and it's like, the judge is like, keep your damn mouth shut, son. And the jury's sitting there hearing from a judge, this man's already guilty. Since when did the judge say that? You will find him guilty, and he's got $400 million he makes a year. I figure we get 3 years of his money. Don't make $2 million a year. But that's how it works, folks. And that's how it works for tyrants. At first, when they're cheating and doing this, at first, when they're running all their thing, well, nobody recognizes that we're invincible. But then all the checks and balances collapse and the whole civilization goes down. And that's what they've done now to the present. And can you imagine life under these people if they get away with it? A jury in Connecticut found that I owe $90+ million to an FBI agent that I've never heard of, never said his name, none of my hosts did, never showed a picture of him, never knew who he was until he filed suit on him. But I owe him $90 million. It's just like, it's a joke. But that's all they've got is the little man behind the curtain at Wizard of Oz. And as it gets more and more ridiculous, they just pile on and they double down and it gets crazier and it gets weirder and it gets nuttier. All right, let's give us a break. So here is CNN and MSNBC saying, you don't get to hear what the bad man said. That's not Trump being censored. That's you being censored from what you're allowed to hear. But that's how desperate they are. While they're committing this crime against us all, open election meddling, they don't want us to be able to hear what's going on. You know this doesn't end well for them. But see, I don't care about them. I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to save them. I don't want to empower them. I just don't want to be around these people. But you see, when they go down, we all go down. That's the problem. Is we're held hostage by these people. And their weak, feeble behavior and their twisting, their lack of honor, their all these things they are. They take pissed off nerds from school who have an axe to grind. And they recruit them and they put them in power and they teach them to do bad things to people who've done nothing to them as if they're victims. Get back at the white man. Get back at the corporation. Get back at the rich guy. Meanwhile, the biggest, richest white men run it all and just sit back and laugh at it all as they smash and persecute and inject us with poison and spy on us and take our rights and human traffic. But it's all okay because they're impacted.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Everybody knows there's a joke, like, I'm a lesbian, is my spirit animal. I mean, I like women. The point is, you're a lesbian, cool. I don't need to hear about your sex life. Leave me alone. You're a tyrant. You're a corporate whore that supports war and censorship and surveillance and political persecution of people. So get out of my way. Just leave me alone, you monster. You know, Tucker Carlson last night did a really great job. His first big piece, you know, he's on three now, was just about all the tyranny and control in America, decline by design. His next one was how we need to cling to our taboos, how the Democrats have made their operating system pedophilia, because if they can get the kids, they get everything. They're like, okay, what's the one thing that gives us full control? The kids. Well, we don't want to just brainwash them. We'll just say we can sexualize them, and then everything else is gravy. You see? And then his piece last night was why they went after Trump, and it's true. Trump is deeply anti-war. Deeply. You know, he gives speeches like, Vietnam's under our control economically now, and we work with them. Why'd we lose, 80,000 troops and kill 3 million of them? We could have just gone there and built hotels. So he said to Kim Jong-un, he said, you've got better real estate than South Korea, and they're the most prosperous country in the world per capita. Why don't you let us in? We'll fix it all, but you got to let your people have food, okay? They'll be fat like you soon. And Chi Com said no. And so because he doesn't want to have World War III, that's not good for business, he's the bad guy. Because the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains, God rest his soul in Hades, they just think there's something manly about war. Something manly about killing people. I saw a clip last week of Jake Tapper salivating over cruise missiles and dead Russians. And I saw a clip of, Graham salivating over it. And, anybody that's ever really killed a lot of people knows it's bad luck and it's something you got to do. And you don't just get off on it. But these guys have actually not killed anybody themselves. Certainly not with their bare hands. And they just think it's like a tough thing. They think it's a cool thing, and they fetishize it, and they sit there and they just dream about it all day long and abort babies, cut little boys' penises off. It's all about power. We're killing people. We're wrecking things. We're dominating. We've got 30% of the U.S. public on a bunch of psychotropics. Because they're so low, they need to lower you down so they feel good. Like, oh, I'm Lindsey Graham. I'm really low and I'm scum. Oh, but I'm above you. I cut your son's penis off. So that's how this works. And that's where they are. And they're not going to go away without a fight. Politically, culturally, economically, spiritually. And when we win all those fights, they're going to launch a physical attack on us. That's why I'm so against the physical confrontation. Not that we won't win it, but in the winning it, we'll become what they are. We have to thread the needle on this violence. And we have to let the situation continue to ripen. And our enemies already know that they've lost the battle. And so they really want to kick the physical war off very, very soon. And again, I'll say this to everybody. For those of you that dream of violence, I would imagine you've not even picked out any targets. So understand this. I'm a pretty smart guy. and all the other smart folks I talk to agree violence is not what we need to do. So let's just take violence off the table 100%. Because there's more than one way to skin a cat. And we're winning the political cultural war right now, though it's very painful, though our casualties are very large. Our casualties will be much larger, and the enemy has a chance of winning if they're able to get a violent confrontation going. And don't worry, for all of you that want violence, they're going to stage false flags and kick it off. But we need the metaphysical high ground of them having to stage it and not us being dumbasses and going out and being part of it. So I'll repeat to you what happened in 1775 at Bunker Hill that led to Lexington and Concord. As the British march up the hill to the armory to confiscate the rifles and the ammo and the gunpowder they needed to protect themselves from both pirates in the sea and Native Americans to the west. And the captain of the militia said, "We're not going to fire first, but if they shoot at us, we're going to shoot back, and if they want the war to start here today, it will start here." And he was the first one to get shot and killed. So, for all of you that are really excited about getting some killing going on, I just want you to understand that it's very important that we let the enemy attack first. And you're like, they've been attacking with the shots and all. I get it. But it needs to be real obvious for everybody. And I'll use the cheesy Star Wars Episode 4 analogy, Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting Darth Vader. And he lets Darth Vader get him because it's going to inspire the next generation. It's a perfect ending. And it's really done just right. And that fiction echoes real history. And so I know a lot of people want to get violent right now. And believe me, at a certain level, I'm the same way. But I'm smart enough to control my animal instincts and realize that if you really want to cook the goose, if you really want to get the globalists, if you really want to beat them real bad, you got to take your time with things like this. And then I'll assure you, for everybody that wants retribution, you're going to get it. But we're a very decadent, slob-like society, myself included. And so I ask to you out there, what are you doing to educate uneducated children? What are you doing to help people that are disenfranchised? What are you doing to help veterans and everybody and your own family and people fall into the cracks? And I'm telling myself this too. What are we doing to love our families and build up society and be good, decent people? Because if you're not spending time with your family, and if you're not doing important work, and if you're not going to church, and if you're not working hard, you're not going to do all this candy-ass killing when the time comes. This will be, I call killing candy-ass. It's so easy. It comes so easy. I mean, killing's such an easy thing to do. It's like slicing a big old piece of pumpkin pie. Putting some Miracle Whip or Cool Whip, whatever they call it on top. Cool Whip or Miracle Whip? What's one you put on pie? Cool Whip. I mean, killing people is as easy as putting your pants on in the morning. What's hard is saving society and educating people and spending time with people and caring about them. So for all the big bad killers out there, and I know you're out there, if you don't spend your time trying to help the innocent people, be informed and involved and aware. When the time comes and we can't avert this for killing, I don't think I'm going to see anything good out of you. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Rallying Patriots.
Rallying Patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive.
We are the dealers. Give you everything you need.
Hang on to the good times.
You know, I intend to come in here
this week. Yes, tomorrow's Thursday and then there's Friday. And open the phones up for the whole show. I'm also going to do a Saturday show. I'm bringing that back. Like I promised, I'm going to do some weeknight shows. I'm going to do it all. And I've done an okay job today. I probably covered six stacks of news. But I did not properly cover these stacks of news, and I've been a bad person. And, you know, one of these I mentioned the first hour is really a good stack of news. But even though I want to talk, I think Tucker Carlson's monologue last night about why they indicted Trump and why they're out to get Trump is so powerful. I think I'm going to air that right now from the start. We'll skip this break coming up like I do all the time now. Because we're not in Kansas anymore. Air raid sirens at the front of the show are enough to get your attention. You know, I started playing air raid sirens 3 years ago at the start of the show every day. Been on air 20-something years before I did that. And I said, this means real air raid sirens. This means real war. And now you hear the air raid sirens all the time in Ukraine. Now they're firing them up in Australia and Canada, getting you ready for it. Because it's that archetype of incoming. It's here. Things are different now. Why did they indict Trump? At the end of this piece, Trump really exemplifies why they hate him. And Tucker's able to lay that out. So here's that report back to back, and I've got some final news I'm going to hit. But Tucker, on his third episode, they're trying to censor. Here it is.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. The Biden administration arrested Donald Trump this afternoon. They had him arraigned and fingerprinted in a Miami courthouse like the accused felon he now technically is. These were the first steps in a process that is designed to put Donald Trump behind bars for the rest of his life. Cable news carried every moment of it live. It's unprecedented, they told us, with what looked like shock. But they weren't shocked. They knew this was coming. Everyone who's paid attention knew it was. What just happened was always going to happen. It's been inevitable since February 16th, 2016. That's the day Donald Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history, which would be the federal government. Despite what you may remember, it wasn't anything that Trump had said about immigration or trade with China or rapists from Mexico. Those are the stories that dominated the headlines that year. Trump's a racist, they screamed. Stop him! But inside Washington, that was just noise. None of it really rated. Identity politics doesn't mean much to permanent Washington. What matters, then and now, is foreign policy. The invasions and occupations and proxy wars. The decisions that determine which global populations will thrive and which will die. The policies that come with trillion-dollar price tags. The ones that, over time, have made the counties around D.C. the richest suburbs in the world. In Washington, that's what actually matters. And it's obvious when you look carefully. When there's a debate about anything else, for example, the debt ceiling, both sides take their assigned positions and they start yelling. But when Congress decides to start a war, no matter how foolish or counterproductive or obviously disconnected from America's core interests that war may be, when that happens, the leaders of both parties automatically jump behind it like circus clowns. And then they stay there, sometimes for decades. They defend that war relentlessly against all evidence until somebody finally rings the all-clear bell and they can begin to admit that actually, maybe it wasn't such a great idea. We meant well, but it just didn't work out. The good news is we've learned a lot of important lessons. In the end, they usually do say something like that, but only after emotions have cooled and the damning details have begun to fade from collective memory. It's an apology that's not actually an apology, much less repentance. And it's years too late to matter in any case. But until then, that's all you're getting. Until then, no dissent is allowed. That's the first rule of Washington. But somehow, Trump didn't bother to follow it. He is from out of town, so maybe he didn't know it was a rule. Or maybe he just didn't care. Either way, 7.5 years later, we can point to the precise moment that permanent Washington decided to send Donald Trump to prison. Here it is. It's from the Republican candidates debate in Greenville, South Carolina.
We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East. They lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, all right.
We should never have been in Iraq, Trump said. We destabilized the Middle East. Now, by the time Trump said that, a lot of Republican primary voters were starting to reach the same conclusion. How could they not? But it was the next line that doomed Trump to today's arrest. They lied, he said. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and they knew there were none. Now, when he said that, a few in the crowd booed. Most just sat there in silence, stunned. Can he say that? Well, he said it anyway. And by saying that, he sealed his fate. That was the one thing you were not allowed to say, because it implicated too many people on both sides, which on this topic is really just one side. Hillary Clinton was guilty of it, but so was Paul Ryan. All of them were guilty. They all knew, they all lied. And to a person, they hated Donald Trump for exposing them. After that, it was pretty clear that even if he did get elected president, Trump was going to have a very hard time controlling the federal government he was supposed to be in charge of. Most of permanent Washington decided that thwarting Trump was the single most important mission in their lives. Everything depended on it. Many of them said so publicly. But others didn't say so publicly. In fact, the stealthier ones took another path. They ran toward Trump, not away from him. They sucked up to him. They ingratiated themselves to the man they intuitively understood was susceptible to flattery, which Trump is. And they did this in order to subvert his new administration from the inside. There were a number of these, and you could spot them immediately. They were flatterers. Invariably, the ones who flattered Trump the most hated him the most and disagreed the most strongly with his views. You saw them in the hallways of the White House and at press conferences. They were there slobbering over their boss with elaborate self-abasement, as if they were addressing a monarch or a god. It was a scene from the Ottoman court. It was filthy and decadent, and it was false. Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, Lindsey Graham in the Congress. They all called Trump a visionary genius up until the moment he lost power. And then they unsheathed their real agenda, as always the neocon war agenda, and they piled on with maximum force. Here's Mike Pompeo, for example, on Fox News this morning.
President Trump had classified documents where he shouldn't have had them, and then when given the opportunity to return them, he chose not to do that for whatever reason. When somebody identifies that, you got to turn them in. And so that's inconsistent with protecting America's soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And if the allegations are true, some of these were pretty serious, important documents. So that's wrong.
May future historians hoping to unlock the mysteries of late Empire Washington study that clip, because it will reveal everything. That very same Mike Pompeo, the one who's sneering at Donald Trump on TV this morning, that guy served Donald Trump as both CIA director and as Secretary of State. Those are the two most powerful jobs in the federal government. And as he worked in those jobs, Pompeo promised, in fact, he swore, to support the president's agenda. Why? Because that's the way a democracy works. You vote for a candidate in the belief that his appointees will carry out the policies that you voted for. It's not about the president, it's about you, the voter. But Pompeo didn't do that. He didn't even try to do that. In fact, he undermined Trump's often stated commitment to peace and non-intervention abroad at every turn. His every waking hour was devoted to fomenting war in some faraway foreign country or other. Iran, Syria, Russia, North Korea, the list goes on. But rather than telling Trump that he disagreed with his ideas, as a man would, Pompeo toadied up to Trump, a man he despised, in the oiliest, most over-the-top way imaginable. Ask anyone who worked in that White House at the time. Who's the appointee most likely to tell Donald Trump on a daily basis that he was handsome, virile, sleek, and powerful? Mike Pompeo. That will be the consensus answer.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Storefronts in small towns. And you wonder, as you see all of this, where did all the money go? It's certainly not here. Well, it's in Washington. It's in Fairfax and Loudoun counties and in leafy, perfectly manicured Northwest D.C. And, of course, a huge chunk of it went to Ukraine, to Zelensky and his friends. Not because you voted for that. You didn't vote to give it to them. You never would. But because Joe Biden and his many allies, from Chuck Schumer to Mitch McConnell to Paul Ryan, and every single news anchor on all of television, all of them believe that Ukraine, its borders, its future, its infrastructure are all more important than the town that you live in. They sincerely think that, and it's obvious. Everyone in power thinks that, except for Donald Trump. Whatever else you say about him, Trump is the one guy with an actual shot at becoming president who dissents from Washington's long-standing pointless war agenda. And for that one fact, they're trying to take Trump out before you can vote for him. And that should upset you more than anything that's happened in American politics in your lifetime. Even if you don't plan to vote for Donald Trump, even if you would die before voting for Donald Trump, which is your right and a lot of good people feel that way, even still, the destruction of our democracy, which is the right of voters to support any candidate they want, even candidates who don't want war with Russia, the destruction of that should keep you up at night. Yes, Donald Trump is a flawed man, but his sins are minor compared to those of his persecutors. In this life, we don't get to choose our martyrs. We can only choose our principles, and America's are at stake.
Absolutely true. That's what I said last Thursday, what I said Friday, what I said Sunday, what I said Monday. But I said yesterday, it isn't about Trump. He is the front runner. They stole the last election. They're stealing this one right in front of you. And he could be a fire hydrant, and if they were blocking him, it would be a theft. I mean, he could be a potted plant. It is insane. It's out of control. So I thought I'd play that whole monologue there. Now, there is a lot of victories happening. Not just economically, but culturally, there is a giant backlash around the world. The corporate depopulation, grooming of children, I got a bunch of news on that. Look at some of these headlines that just went up on InfoWars.com. Despicable. A.G. Garland, that's the Attorney General, praises Special Counsel Jack Smith after Trump indictment. Do you want us to subject you to these power-tripping libtards? Our kids are not fodder for the government. Musk responds to Biden's claim, these are our kids. Yeah, Biden put out a thing saying, LGBT, your children belong to us. And Musk said, you are the government. They are not your kids. Yeah, just think about how simple that is. Oh, we're going to protect your children's sexual identity. Again, if you had a husband or a wife, you're a woman with a husband or a husband with a wife, and your wife came home and said, I'm going to tell our daughter she may be a boy. You'd be like, we're getting a divorce tomorrow. But when it's the school, that's why Elon Musk tweeted a few days ago, that tweet where it shows a woman at the doctor's office and the doctor's put a stethoscope up to her belly. And she says, is it a boy or a girl? He says, well, we'll let the kindergarten teacher decide. I mean, this is their move. This is their coming after the parental rights. This is it. At its core, price inflation still running hot. Big article up on InfoWars.com from Shift Gold explaining how bad things are. Inflation tax is eating our lunch. My pronouns are USA. Junior high students revolt over school pride event. And that's really our next big story. Photos of Mar-a-Lago boxes staged by FBI. Containers full of photos, clothes, memorabilia, etc. They set those boxes up to make it look like Trump had them out in hallways and stuff. That's called evidentiary fraud. But today it's called par for the course. How does the establishment ever think they'll get away with this? Well, they don't. They think they'll figure out some new scam, some new crisis to divert us so we forget about this, but people aren't going to forget about this. All right, so let's go ahead and look at this stack of news. And boy, there's a lot of it. I'll have to really do this justice next week. We've got a special guest host coming up here in about 9 minutes. My pronouns are USA. Junior high students revolt over school pride event in California, in Michigan, in Massachusetts, all over the country and all over the Western world, where you have the unified corporate LGBTPS brainwashing, which is really the big story. Why if you're in New Zealand or Germany or Canada or anywhere, it's the same manuals, the same brainwashing, the same programs, the same responses, the same keep it secret from the parents, because it's a corporate-run agenda to form a sexual relationship with your children. This is corporations literally grooming your children to never have children. My pronouns are USA. Junior high students revolt over school pride event. Students refuse to wear rainbow clothes on Pride Day spirit. Indeed, wearing red, white, and blue instead. So there's a total panic attack happening in the system right now because the children see they're being conquered. They see that they're being shown boys kissing each other and girls kissing each other. And they ask, why are you showing me this in sixth grade? Shut up or I'll have you put on in-school suspension for the next year. You watch this, you little bigot. But the autistic and the mentally ill and the chromosomal double plus good folks, beautiful people, but they are being targeted. And that's who they'll at least get. They come in. I've had members of Parliament over in the UK decades ago talking about it. Now it's on record. and they come up to that autistic child and they say, "You're beautiful, you're a girl," when it's a boy. And they go, "I am." And they go, "Yeah," and everybody claps for them for the first time. They didn't like have them paint a picture and have the class clap for them, but they've been left in the back until now. And then finally, "We put makeup on you today. You're a girl." And the autistic little boy, who's 8 years old, goes up and goes, "Ugh." And they go, "You are a girl now." And everybody goes, "Yay." And he goes, "The class likes me." And they clap. And then they sterilize them. All part of the plan. "You're so beautiful. Sign the paper. Remove the testicles. Complete your journey to liberal love." It's all part of the plan. And they're carrying the plan out every day in every way against us. And we can wake up to the horror, but Stockholm Syndrome is so much more fun. Stockholm Syndrome is so much more cool. Isn't it better to just let Megan Fox dress up all three of her sons as girls, even though they rebel and beg to be boys? No, no, their free will doesn't matter. Their mommy, a witch that worships Satan publicly, says, "As soon as you can, I have parental controls, and we're going to cut all that off of your body. Because we're beautiful people. What we're doing is beautiful. What we're doing is liberal." In Paul Watson's report on Hollywood and what they do, but this is their plan. Look what they've done to our captives. Look what they've done to our people. Drag syndrome. It's all part of their sick plan. They want to clown us and scare us and manipulate us like Lloyd Austin in his weird Darth Vader outfit, reviewing the truth during COVID, trying to scare everybody as best he could. How about we're not scared of their Halloween masks? How about we're not scared of all their bravado and all their games? And how about we see the fact that we have an occupied, hijacked country run by a bunch of Satanists? I'm going to go to break, come back and do a few more minutes here. I cannot operate without you. I cannot fund our operation without you. And the bad news is we've been sold out of a lot of our best-selling products. The good news is a lot of the best-selling products are back in stock, like our turmeric toothpaste with all the essential oils. Super popular. People love it. Sold out for months. Back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get it discounted with the great essential oil activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We got great products you need, but I really need you to go there today and get Super Female Vitality, to get the Nitric Boost, to get the Ultimate Krill Oil, to get X3, still discounted. I'm just going to keep that sale going, and to get the turmeric toothpaste and more. They're great products you need, plus to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.